Hello. Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? And I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling because I have to, well, I tried to apply online with you guys. It won't let me do it, and I got to do it for my caseworker, but I applied over the phone, I say August the 19th, around August the 19th, and I applied over the phone, but she said something about I supposed to be getting a letter or email or something showing that, you know, that I applied saying or something like that. But I haven't received it, but I did apply for y'all over the phone. I haven't received no email or no letter, and I just need some.
When did you apply for the unemployment?
It was out in August, but I just tried to do it today again. It won't let me do it on my phone.
Have you been doing your weekly certifications?
No.
Okay, that's probably why you have not received anything. I can go ahead and reopen your claim and refile it for you, but anytime you file a claim, you have to do your weekly certification every single week.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
What is your social?
421-47-0233.
What is your first and last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth?
Tamir Rice, 92997, and Sonya Rice.
Okay, we have a different maiden name for your mother.
Sonya Pickett?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, I have a state ID.
What is the Alabama ID number?
What? Hold on one second. Let me get it. It's 104-65-886.
Okay, we have a different ID number on file.
This probably my old one. I got my ID updated.
What is that number?
Which one, the new one?
Yes, ma'am.
104-65-886.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I could do the prepaid benefit card.
You said direct deposit or the benefits card?
The benefit card.
Okay. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a zero in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a dollar in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other fees. They are a cart replacement fee for $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and cart replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit clfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
Can you verify your mailing address, city, state, and zip code for me?
1350 James I. Harrison, Junior Parkway E, Apartment 511, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
And has your address changed? Or is it different from the mailing address above?
Would it have the 7001?
No, is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No. It's
and
fine.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what is your primary phone number?
205-887-9182.
I have to ask you some security statements. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Cougars, Lakers, Lions, Warriors, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jasper, Cottondale, Hoover, Phoenix, or none of the above?
Cottondale.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 11350 Joe Namath Road, 3404 Summit Drive, 3417 6th Street West, or 402 23rd Street Northeast, or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
The 4002 23rd Street.
Northeast?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
What is the last day you worked?
It was like, I say, last year, probably around about September, no. Last year around, I think it was this year, around February, March, one of them.
This year or last year?
Leisure.
So it was last year in March?
It was by February or March.
Ma'am?
It was by one of those, February or March. I think March.
Of last year?
Yes. I honestly don't even know. Let me get a burp, Mama. Hold on, I'll take a break. Yeah.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
So, in other words, since Sunday, you have been able to work if you work had been available to you. If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are not able to work.
Okay. You asked me, have I worked?
No, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I mean, I haven't. I just had a baby, so I haven't.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for any school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
No.
Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many meals are you willing to travel? One way to a job?
Five.
Five?
Yes.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
40 or more.
No. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Oh, $10.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title description?
Like what I do.
What did you do at the job that you're filing this claim for?
Oh, Taco Castle. I basically prep, drive through, front counter, mainly all the bowls.
Okay. And are you taking work in your current occupation?
Not right now.
Okay, so what job title or description are you seeking work for?
Like a retail job. Yeah, a retail job. A retail associate.
Okay. And moment. What is the name of the employer that you just started working for?
No, I haven't started yet. I thought you.
No. What's the name of the employer that you were working for that you're filing the claim for?
It was Taco Castle, and I think his name was the manager name was Johnny Walker.
No, I will have to have the name of the company. We have a Southern Food Service, Heart of the South Foods, Starboard.
The Southern Food.
That's the company name that you're filing your claim for?
Yes.
And when did you start working for the company?
I'd say it was in like, I didn't stay long, so I'd say it was in like January probably. Yeah, January. What's wrong? Think of that. Alright, come on. What are you trying to do?
And you stated what day that you start working for the company?
I started in January.
Of 2021?
Yes.
What is the phone number for that employer?
Hold on, let me look it up.
And what city and state was this work performed?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It was on Skyland Boulevard.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separating employer?
No.
Is this the employer you're filing your claim for?
Yes.
And why are you no longer working?
Because I was pregnant and I couldn't work.
So did you quit or were you terminated?
I quit.
Okay, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
And let me know when you're ready for your PIN number.
Okay, what is it?
It's going to be 3397.
Okay. Well, I'm doing, ma'am.
3397.
Okay, I got it.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the following career centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Okay. And so will it show?
If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you, and this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. So will I get like a letter or email showing that I applied for it?
In 2 to 3 weeks, that's when the decision on your claim is made, and you will receive information in the mail.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am, that'll be all.
Okay, and I do thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You